This is Brian Hansen for KCAW, and it's time for our weekly program on high school sports and activities in Sitka. Today we welcome Coach Jeremy Strong of the Sitka High School track and field team, along with a couple of lady student athletes, Melissa Dumeg and Isa Ramil. So welcome, everybody.
Good morning.
You can say good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks a lot. Hey, I understand Coach Strong. I understand the track and field season is off and running in earnest now. You were in Ketchikan a weekend ago?
Yeah, last weekend. The track and field season started March 4th, and we've been practicing pretty hard up until all the way through. We'll be practicing hard all the way up through until we get into our continuous meet season where we go to Haynes, Juneau, and then the state. But yeah, we had our first meet here in Ketchikan last weekend. Brought 12 upperclassmen, veterans, a couple people who maybe haven't had a lot of experience, and it went really well.
So, Coach Strong, this is how many years have you been coaching the Sitka High School track?
This is my second year at Sitka High. I did a co-head coaching last year with Chloe Copeland, and this year I'm the lone head coach.
And you have any assistants helping you out this year?
Yeah, I've got two throw coaches, Jim Gibson, Brandy Guru. Got Thad White helping out with sprints and hurdles. We have Aaron Routon with the horizontal jumps, Greg Hunter with the vertical jumps, and Shannon Agnew doing distance.
Good job, Coach. Remembered everybody, I hope.
Yeah.
Hey, how about yourself? Did you have some personal experience in track and field in high school or college?
Well, I did. I ran track in high school and ran cross country, and it's just something that I've always loved. It's just all about keeping active and making yourself or making student athletes just better athletes in general and trying to train them physically and mentally. It's kind of something that I'm really into. And I did a lot of studying in physical education and coaching while I was in college.
Great. Hey, how's the training going? Tell me about some of the training methods you're using in general.
Well, here in the beginning, we're really trying to get the kids to build speed, strength, and endurance. And that's through a lot of, I guess, sometimes repetitive running, like doing a lot of repeats on 200 repeats or 400 repeats or whatever the it is for the day or hills. And real intense here in the beginning, lots of repetitions, and then later on we'll start to taper off when we get towards more of our competition.
I'll ask our student athletes whether or not they think it's been intense. I have a couple of juniors, both of you gals.
Yeah.
Melissa and Isa. Melissa, turning to you first, you're a junior. How many years have you been in track?
This is my third year.
Okay, and what events are you involved in?
Sprinting and I jump. I do the 200 and 400, and I high jump, and I'm usually in a relay too.
Right. Sounds like you had a little success in the high jump at Ketchikan.
Yeah.
What'd you place there?
First for 3A, but second because there was a girl from Juneau who was in front of me.
How high did you jump?
I cleared 4.6, and I hit the bar at 4.7.
All right. Is that a personal best?
Yeah.
Okay, well, good job. And tell me, is Coach Strong's workouts, are they intense?
Yeah, they can get pretty intense.
Okay, let's talk about a day's workout. What does an athlete like yourself do during a normal practice? Some interval sprinting.
Like repeats of 200s, 350s, 300s.
Right. How long does the practice usually take?
Like an hour and a half.
Are you exhausted after practice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most days.
Right. You know, I'm wondering, Melissa, did you, before the, you're in other sports during the year, correct?
Yeah, volleyball.
Volleyball. Do you specifically train for track and field in the off season at all, or you just jump right in and that's the only time of the year?
I tried to before this year, but it was more jumping into it.
Okay. You're a busy gal, so we can all understand that. Isa, you're a junior too, and how many years have you been doing track and field?
This is actually my first year.
First year.
Yeah.
What events are you involved in?
I throw, and that includes with like disc and shot put, and then I did a relay.
A sprint relay?
Yes.
Okay. And so how'd you do in the Ketchikan meet with your throws?
4-3A got first in shot put, and then overall for the disc I got third. Yeah.
Right. So you didn't have any personal best to beat because this was your first for your first throws. What did you throw in the discus and the shot?
For disc I got 83.5 feet, and then shot put I got 26 or 25.9.
You just do it. You don't worry about the numbers, right?
Yeah.
So. What kind of practice day do you have? Since, I mean, it's different than sprinting. Throwing is a whole different art. So,
We usually just warm up by running down to the field and stretch, and then we do like throwing exercises, and then we work out every other day. Then we sprint.
You cardiovascular train with the rest of the team too, even though you're throwing, don't you? You know, you rerun and
right. All
that kind of stuff. Okay. Well, Coach Strong, why don't you tell me about the performances of these girls and, you know, give them some kudos here for what went on here.
Well, the really nice thing about Melissa's high jump in Ketchikan was she actually jumped 4.6 last year at state. And so where she ended the season last year is where she started the season this year. And that's a great place to be in the beginning of April because we still have at least, you know, 2.5 weeks here before we go to see another competition. She also, both of these ladies were in the 4x100 meter relay, which took first by a significant amount in terms of time for an actual, it's just 400 meters, it's one lap around, but, you know, 3-4 seconds, I think, is what the girls won by, and that's a pretty big margin. Melissa finaled in the 200 meter dash as well. Was it 200 and 400, right?
Mm-hmm.
Both. And so going up against 4A competition, that's a pretty good feat. And so it's good. She laid out some good marks this first meet to kind of continue the season with and really see where we want to be towards the end of the season. Isa, I thought, did really well first meet ever. And she comes out and throws 83 feet, 5.5 inches in the discus on her very first throw. And she looked really good. And, you know, sometimes you get into that competition and you focus so much on your technique and then you just kind of relax and then pop one off. And that's really what I think she did. And she looked really strong both there and in the shot put. So really excited, looking forward for the rest of the season.
Melissa, any personal goals for the high jump this year? Any particular heights that you're looking at, or just
not
getting...
particular heights, but I want to jump higher.
Just improve.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. How about you, Isa? Well, you don't even know where you could be, so it's an open book. So.
Right. Okay. I don't know. Just start improving and beat what the
Sure, you know, yeah. Just do what you can. Hey, and how was your health, Isa? I know you had a little bit of knee problem. I watched you play basketball. How are you doing with that?
It's getting better. I mean, I've done a lot of PT, so it just improves a lot.
That's great. And you're healthy, Melissa? Everything
yeah.
going good? Okay. Coach Strong, how about some broad strokes about some other outstanding performances at our last meet and what we can expect some of you from your other athletes?
Well, just like a continuation from last year's season, our upperclassmen leadership is still continuing to be strong. John De La Cruz came out and took second in both the 100-meter dash and the 200-meter dash behind a Ketchikan boy. So, you know, our 3A competition, 2A, 1A down there was Thorne Bay and Petersburg. Not a great representation of what he'll see at regions, but if he's going up against the Juno squads and running great times, and that's a positive. We had Mitchell Board went down there as well with us, who's a senior, and he ran some strong races. And we also brought Jamie Wilatica, who's a senior distance runner, and he came out, I think, fairly strong in the mile and the 800 and the 400. He ran under 60 seconds for this early in the season. You know, that's a real positive note, I think. So,
Coach, what's next for the team? Where are you going next, and what's happening?
Well, we have 2 weeks off of competition, and then we go to Juneau at the end of April. For last weekend in April, we go to the Juneau invite, and I think most of our competition, but not all for regions, will be there. And then after that, we head to Haines for the following weekend, and probably not everybody will be there for that because it's a long way to travel for a team like Petersburg or Ketchikan.
Right. Yeah. And are we going to play a local meet where we can watch everybody here?
I don't think we're going to get one going this year. This is my first year being taking care of all the paperwork and everything, and so we're going to kind of get through a full season before we start taking on a bigger task like running a meet here.
So where is Regionals at this year?
Regions every year is Juneau Thunder Mountain.
And what week will that be held?
That'll be the second weekend in May.
All right. So, Melissa, you're a track and field athlete. You're a volleyballer. You spend a lot of time practicing and playing. How are the grades doing?
They're pretty good.
Keeping
for
up.
Yeah.
All right.
Being a sport.
You trying to go to college after high school?
Yeah.
Any designs on playing sports in college after you get through high school?
I thought about it, but I'm not sure.
Okay, well.
I'd play volleyball if I did play a sport.
Good. Well, keep up the good work. We appreciate you involving yourself in sports and activities and keeping your grades up, too. Isa, I need to ask you the same question. How are you keeping up?
My grades are pretty good.
All right. You can't get through one of my interviews without telling me if your grades are getting up. Keep it up. So, well, I really appreciate everybody coming in. Good luck for the rest of the season, Coach Strong. And if you want to come back again and give us a lowdown at later in the season, well, I always like to hear about how the students' athletes have improved during the course of the season. So a report later in the season would be great. So,
yeah, that's part of the excitement of coaching.
It sure is. So thanks again. This has been Brian Hansen for KCAW, bringing you a weekly look at high school sports and activities. And until next time, keep the body and mind active and support your youth sports and activities.